Welcome to Victory Bible Time, sponsored by Victory Baptist Church of Codin, Alabama. Victory Bible Time appreciates your listening to the broadcast each time and pray it is a blessing to you. And stay tuned at the end of today's broadcast for the address. The speaker is Brother Robert Reed, pastor of Victory Baptist Church. And now, Brother Reed.
Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are delighted to have you with us again by radio, and we hope that the radio broadcast is a blessing to all today. Returning to Genesis chapter 1, I want to read verse 1 and then pray, and then we'll get into our message today, and we're titling the message Creation versus Evolution. Notice with me as we come to the first verse of the Bible. And we find in this verse, in Genesis 1, verse 1, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." Well, Heavenly Father, we do pray today that Thy blessings to be upon the reading of Thy Holy Scripture. And Heavenly Father, we pray today, Lord, that You would save that soul that is nearest hell, that needs to be born again. And Father, we pray today that the saints would be edified in the faith, for it's in Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Again, we're delighted to have you with us today. Let me make mention of some resources that are available before we get into our message here today. You can find us on the internet at biblicaltruth.info. That is biblicaltruth.info. info. You can also find us at sermonaudio.com. Now, if you go to sermonaudio.com, you would need to go to the sidebar, the section that says speakers, and you would type in my name, which is Robert Reed, and that would carry you to our sermons and articles. But if you go to to biblicaltruth.info, that is biblicaltruth.info, I-N-F-O, that puts you automatically on our personal website. We hope that you take advantage of these resources. We have literally hundreds of sermons and articles. An article is just simply a sermon in print, and the sermons, most of them are full-length sermons that have been preached in our church. Now let us notice our text in Genesis 1 and in verse 1. We find that the Bible says, the very first verse, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." And throughout this chapter and into chapter 2, we find the creation story very clearly laid out to us. 6 days God created the heaven and the earth, and on the seventh day, God rested. Notice with me, please, as we read in verse 21. He said in verse 21, "And God created." Of course, in this passage, he mentions the whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after their kind, and God saw that it was good. As we come down to verse 27, we find in verse 27, again, "And so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them." And then we find in Genesis chapter 2, in verse 3, and it says, "And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made." Now, very clearly, in the first chapter of the Bible, the first verse, we find that God created all things. God created heaven and earth. And according to chapter 2, actually chapter 1 also, verse 26, 27, and 28, that God created man and placed him upon this earth in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Now, notice as we look at this that God created all things out of nothing. That is interesting when we consider that, and especially when we consider the subject of evolution. I'm going to be reading another passage in the New Testament in just a moment, but we find that basically evolution is a religious creed, and it's based on blind faith. You see, when we talk about the Bible and we talk about creation, as in Hebrews 11, verse 1, 2, and 3, we're basing our faith upon facts, upon the Word of God, which is without error. There have never been a mistake or error found in the Word of God. And when you consider creation, God created all things. God created this universe. God created heaven and earth. God created man and put him on earth, put him in the Garden of Eden, paradise. And you compare that with evolution. Evolution, again, is a religious creed. It's based on blind faith. In other words, in evolution, in the beginning, there was nothing, and then it blew up. This is a theory. Evolution is a theory. And I'm telling you this, it takes a lot more faith to believe in this theory of evolution than it does to believe in a holy and righteous God that gave us His Word and created all things. Evolution is a fairy tale for adults. It is a fantasy. It's living in fantasy world to believe in evolution. Now, as we come to the Holy Scripture again, we see clearly the first two chapters of the Word of God is speaking of the creation of this entire universe, the creation of this earth, and the creation of man. This is where that we have our beginning. What is amazing that as we come to this subject, we find that there's certain things, and in my sermon here on the radio, it's just going to be brief, and I'm going to move around from subject to subject. We have dealt with some of these issues in more details at more length in our church. That's the reason I gave you our website that you could go consider some of them. But there are a number of issues that when we come and talk about creation or evolution, we need to consider. We know that creation is a true science. Now, I want you to think about this. In the Bible, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, the Bible uses the word science here. But I want you to listen as I read this passage. It says in verse 20, the Apostle Paul writing to Timothy, and he says in chapter 6 and verse 20, he said, "O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called." When we look into the scientific community, and we thank God for science and scientists, but when we look into the secular scientific community, we find that science, or supposedly scientific facts, have changed tremendously over the years. The Bible never changes. We find that God speaks of creation over and over. He is the Creator. He is the Redeemer. And as we look at the Scripture, the things that God has given us thousands of years ago are still true today. They have never changed. They are scientifically accurate. But in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 20, he speaks, Paul to Timothy, he speaks here of avoiding profane and vain babblings. And I'm telling you that the majority of the scientific community that believes in evolution and Darwin's theory, it is profane and vain babblings. And then he mentions the oppositions of science falsely so called. How true this is. We hear people talk about the earth today as being, millions or billions of years old, and nobody knows that. But I think the Bible basically tells us really how old that this earth is. But when we consider these things, we see that creation is a true science and is the foundation of every Christian doctrine. When we think about the Godhead, the Trinity, we think about the creation of man, we even think about the subject of marriage. Where did that come from? We find it in the first book of the Bible and then all through the Bible. What about the Messiah, the Redeemer? What about sin and salvation? Where did sin come from? Well, the Bible tells us where that sin and destruction and death and all these things came from. No matter what subject that we want to talk about, we find that it has its foundation in creation. In other words, the Christian doctrine that we teach today has its foundation in creation. And again, when we consider creation versus evolution, evolution is a religious creed based on a blind faith. Again, think about this. In the beginning, as we look into the Holy Scripture, in the beginning, it says, God created the heaven and the earth. When you consider evolution, we find that in the beginning, there was nothing, and then it blew up. This is a theory, and it takes a whole lot of faith to believe in this, and again, it is a fairy tale for adults. They're living in fantasy land. So, as we come to this scripture, there are a lot of things to consider when we think about creation versus evolution. We find about 10 times in Genesis chapter 1, the three words, after their kind. Now, this is an amazing statement. In other words, like produces like. That means family or groups, not species, as we hear folks talk today. After their kind. This has confounded evolutionists for years. They say that all animal life shares a common ancestor, and all plant life shares a common ancestor, and they even believe that these two groups share a common ancestor also. But as we come to the Word of God, which stands true, it is true science, we find that the three words, this expression, after their kind, shows that God laid down a rule that cannot be broken. Like produces like. That's exactly what this means. After their kind, like produces like. That is, everything brings forth after its kind. The biblical principle has never failed since its decree in Genesis chapter 1. No one has ever observed evolution in progress, nor can man duplicate it in a scientific laboratory. This very simple statement that we find is profound, and it illustrates the truth of God's Word. There is no crossover between dogs and cats or man and animal. There is no crossover. Now, there's a variety in each one of these kinds. I'm not using the word species, but in each one of these kinds, there's a variety of dogs, there's a variety of cats, but you don't have the crossover. And so there's many subjects, and again, on a short broadcast, I'm just going to briefly mention some of these things, but there's many subjects in the scriptures that are worthy of our study, and one of those, again, is what God says in His Word about being the Creator and the Redeemer of mankind. And so we look at the subject after their kind. We have an article and a sermon on this. That simply means that like produces like. There is nothing evolving. It's never been proven. And then we find in the scripture the issue of a young earth. Now, the young earth may look old because of sin and because of a curse, but this earth is less than 10,000 years old. There are many try to teach a gap theory, and they want between Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, there are many Christians who try to teach a gap theory to try to accommodate the evolutionists and the atheists, but this is not true. And we have the chronology from Adam down to the New Testament. And we basically have about 6,000 years of history that is given to us in the Word of God. And so this is a young earth. It doesn't matter what people say. We're believing the Bible. We're not believing the theory and the lie and the fairy tale of evolution. We're believing the Holy Scripture. And so there is a young earth. Have you ever thought about the seven-day week? Where did that come from? Think about it. Where did the seven-day work week come from? Ancient Rome tried to change this to an eight-day week. It didn't work. I think years ago, the Russians, the French, have tried to change this. I think one nation tried to change it to a 10-day. It didn't work. Where did it come from? Think about creation. 7 days, 6 days, God created and worked, and on the seventh day, He rested. Think about this. The seven-day week was established at creation by God, and it does not divide exactly into a month, but still yet God created it in the very beginning, and we're still abiding by it even to this day. Even though some countries years ago tried to change it, it didn't work, so it came from God. And we also find in the Scripture the issue of one blood. In the book of Acts, in chapter 17, verse 26, one blood. That means one race of men. We all. Now, there's a variety in the human race of shades of color and things of that nature. But we all go back to Adam and Eve. And the reason I bring this up is that racism is of the devil, and it is a product of evolution. Racism did not come from the church. It came from the world. And it is of the devil, and it is a product of evolution. There is one blood, according to Acts 17, verse 26. There is one race upon this earth, and that is the human race. And when we consider all this, many of you may remember or at least have read about the Scopes trial that took place in Dayton, Tennessee in 1925. And we find that during this time, a man by the name William Jennings Bryan had debated the evolutionists. And evolution at that time, of course, was forbidden to be taught in the schools in Tennessee. This trial was arranged by the ACLU to stop the teaching of creation and to discredit the Bible. So the foundation was laid in 1925 in Dayton, Tennessee, even though the creationists won the trial, still yet it laid a foundation for the evolution that eventually came into the school system. This was the first time that creation was challenged in the classroom. In 1925 in Dayton, Tennessee, that is my hometown. As a matter of fact, one of my grandfathers was at this trial. And the courthouse still stands in its original form to this day. It was a great media event covered by over 200 reporters and was the first trial to be broadcasted nationally on radio. And so we find that the devil has been working for years. He hasn't started in the last 50 years. He's been working throughout all of human history for the last 6,000 years. And he was working in our country nearly 100 years ago in this small town in Tennessee. And this, again, laid the foundation for what we see today with evolution being taught in the school system. Well, when you think about this, we find that in Acts 17, when the Apostle Paul had challenged the philosophers and the Epicureans in Greece on Mars Hill that were idol worshipers. He challenged them, but one of the things that he brought before them, he not only declared to them the Creator and Redeemer in verse 22 through 26, but he says in verse 30 and 31, he said, "Then the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he raised him from the dead." You see, death entered into the world by sin, according to Romans 5:12. Death, you say, where did death come from? It came from sin. For by one man sin entered into the world, and death came by that. That's Romans chapter 5, and in verse 12, he's referring to Adam. "Wherefore, this by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." This is why in Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed a man once to die, and after that, the judgment. So we find very clearly that God is going to judge this world. God is the Creator, and we're accountable to the Creator. But the Creator became our Redeemer in the person of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And He shed His blood and died for our sins, and God will one day judge this world. And this is why that when we think about the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Christ died for our sins at Calvary, and so that we could have eternal life, and we consider the everlasting gospel of Revelation 14, verse 6 and 7, in this everlasting gospel, we find very clearly that we're to fear God, give glory to God, and worship God. In others, we are to believe on His Son, Jesus Christ, that died for our sins at Calvary's cross. God is the Creator. We are accountable to Him according to Acts 17, verse 30 and 31, and hundreds of other verses in the Scripture. He is our Redeemer. He is our Savior, and we must trust Him as Lord and Savior. Christ died for our sins. The Creator became the Redeemer. The one that created us is the one that redeems us and gives us eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Think about the hope that we find in Christianity. Think about the hope that we find in the Savior, in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no hope in evolution. There is no hope in evolution. As a matter of fact, the Bible clearly tells us in 2 Peter 3 that there's three things that man has denied over the centuries. They have denied the creation story. They have denied the flood story in Genesis 6 through 9. Noah and the ark and the flood, and they also deny the judgment of God at the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bring to you some thoughts that, listen, evolution has no hope. There's no end. There's no hope. It's just violence and death. But we find in the Holy Scripture that through Jesus Christ, by the way, Jesus Christ, according to many passages such as Colossians chapter 1 and Ephesians 1, he is the Creator. Jesus Christ is the Creator of all things, and he is our Redeemer. When we believe the Bible, there is hope. There is a loving God that created man, and man rebelled against God and fell into sin from the very beginning in the Garden of Eden, in the paradise of God. And God, throughout the Old Testament into the New Testament, provided salvation and redemption and hope for humanity. And he's provided that hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4, tells us about the gospel by which we are saved, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. We find that Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son. We have a loving Creator, a loving God, a loving Savior. But in the secular world and evolution, Darwin's theory, all of these fairy tales, that you can't, it's hard to muster up a lot of faith to believe in that. There's no hope. No hope. Death, destruction, no hope. But in Jesus Christ, there is hope. We're told in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We're also told in the same text, for the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. We're also told in the same text, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There is no salvation in evolution. There is no hope. There is no eternal life. But whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved according to the word of God. And in verse 17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God gave us his word so that we could hear his word and hear the gospel and be saved and have eternal life. I'm just saying to you that when you truly compare creation and evolution, it takes a whole lot of faith in fantasy land to believe in the theory of evolution and billions or millions of years, and man has evolved from this to this to that. Why does he still die after billions of years? Well, God tells us. God tells us why we die. God even gives us the average lifespan in Psalms 90, and it's 70 years. Check it out. Check it out. Go to the obituary column. Yes, people die young and people die old. That average age is about 70 to 80 years. God said it. God is the Creator. And so I beg of you today to trust him as your Lord and Savior. Christ died for you. Well, my time has come and gone. I want to thank you for listening to the broadcast. If you've enjoyed it, let us know. If you've been saved through the broadcast, let us know as well. We appreciate you listening. Until next time, may God richly bless.
You have been listening to Victory Bible Time with Brother Robert Reed, pastor of Victory Baptist Church. The address, Victory Baptist Church, P.O. Box 257, Codin, Alabama, 36523. Location in Codin, Alabama, on Bellengrath Road, about 3 miles south of Bellengrath Gardens. Times of services, Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Again, thank you for listening to Victory Bible Time, Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. on WOSM FM 103.1. Until next time, may the Lord's blessings be upon you.